My dad is a professor of health economics at Northwestern. We were arguing about, I think I can't remember what, I told him that wages in the U.S. were much lower than most industrialized countries. And he said that it wasn't his fault that people decided to blow their paycheck on a big screen TV. I think that statement, in my mind, sums up how most elites feel about the poor. It's your fault you're poor. Do you agree with
that? Take a look at the post-war period. It's basically economic history of the post-war period. It breaks up roughly into two phases. The first phase was from the end of the war up till the early 70s. That's what many economists call the golden age of capitalism, state capitalism, they should say. It was a period in which there was unprecedented growth and very egalitarian growth. So wages rose. In fact, the lowest percentiles of the population did about as well as the upper ones. There were some level of social benefits were introduced, a partial welfare state, quality of life improved, social indicators improved. All of that went on until about the mid-70s. Since then, the situation has been quite different. There was growth, less than before, wages did not go up. Real wages stagnated pretty much for the majority of the population. Working hours went way up. You had to have two members of a family working just to keep food on the table, forgetting the flat screen television just for necessities. And that means that families are negatively affected unless there's support systems, which are very weak in the United States comparatively, daycare and so on and so forth. So it harmed families. Benefits declined, and quality of life indicators declined. In fact, the standard statistical indicators, social indicators, rose. They sort of tracked wages during the first period. But starting in 1975, wages roughly stagnated, real wages, and social indicators began to decline. Is that the fault of working people? Hardly. That's clearly the result of institutional changes and decisions about the structure of the economy, and we know what they were. That's when financialization of the economy began, manic ideas about efficient markets took over, regulation started being eliminated, claims about reduction of government began to be popular. It didn't happen. Government grew under Reagan, but the claims and the attacks on, start of dismantling welfare state measures went on. Americans now work many more hours than the Europeans, for at best, not even comparable wages. No, but is that are these changes the fault of the poor? It's pretty irrational. We know that major changes were made in the structure of the institutions, and that led to dramatic outcomes. So it's irrational to say that's the fault of the individuals, the same individuals who were there in the golden age.